All right, so this episode, we're going to get into this whole situation about swirling in the black community and black society here. We got to start off and let's look at one thing. Now, we're going to be addressing this from the standpoint of both looking at black men who swirl and black women who swirl. Okay? So, let's start out with this. If you're going to date outside your race, which is my belief, as I've been known to say, go ahead and do that. Go be with who makes you happy. But once you do, your mouth should be closed speaking on that particular gender, whether you're a man or a woman, that you didn't have much luck finding what you were looking for in. For whatever reason, you should be happy with who you're with. When you get with the other people that you choose of another race, and then you start throwing dirt on your own people, like we see with some of these divestment women and men, you know, because they both think they have divested from something. You cannot divest from your blackness. America will show you that every day, and pretty much anywhere in the world where there's a black-white dynamic, those people have to learn the hard way. And see, to be honest, before we get further into this, there is one reason why those people are so vitriolic towards the other gender, both black men and women. They had to settle. Oh yeah, you heard what I said. Because see, if you're happy with something, let's look at it this way. Whatever your favorite food is, okay, you order it at a restaurant. If you get that and you're eating it and it's fixed and prepared to the way you like to eat it, you don't complain about what's on other people's plate. You got what you want, right? Name a time that any of you have gone and ordered your favorite meal and it's fixed just like you like it. You got it. And you enjoying it. Do you worry about what's on other people's plates? No, you don't. So this is what I'm saying about that. These people get with usually white people, because let's be honest, a lot of people try to tell that bullshit lie about people who divest, black men and women. It's other races. It's mostly white people that you're talking about when you're dating out. So when they do that, here's why they're so mad. They're not satisfied. If you got that white man and you a black woman, you satisfied with him, hey, you shouldn't even be thinking about brothers. Yeah, same thing for brothers. If you got that Becky over there and you satisfied with her, hey, what you worrying about sisters for? You go be happy. Do you. Live your life. Okay, but see, the reason that they have so much to say, they know that they settled and had to go and find a pseudo sense of appreciation, because let's be clear. Most of those relationships, those white people, men and women, look at black people as fetishes. A lot of people don't like to hear that, but that's the truth. Okay? So when you go and get with these people, you harboring that secret hatred that they never probably tell their partners, most of them. But when you keep making comments about something, it's on your mind. Think about it now. Think about anything that you truly don't like. As long as it's not near you or causing you a problem, you don't have to deal with it, you really don't talk about it that much. But for these people to just keep our names in their mouths, talking about black men and black women as if we're the worst thing in the world, well, that shows you that there is something wrong with them, because they realize that they're unhappy that they had to settle and go outside of our race to find what they were looking for. And they really didn't find it then, because if you look at it, most of those people would much rather be with black folks. And I'm going to tell you something here. Oh, we're going to have some grown folks talk here. Usually, and y'all know this to be true, a lot of you, especially those of you that are seasoned socialites, brothers, I'm going to talk to y'all first. You probably know right now, some of these chicks that's supposed to swirl and got all this stuff to say about black men, if you're a brother that's on your square, your dress game is tight, you know, you got something going on for yourself, you're upwardly mobile in life, okay? you know what I'm saying, you consider fairly attractive by most women, and don't have your cologne game tight, all you have to do is be in the presence of them sisters, man. And if you really shot your shot, you could pull them away from them brads if you want them. Now, me personally, once they go brad, I really, hey, go ahead and stay over there. That's me. But I have noticed that a lot of them, when that brad ain't around, they'll try to come around and be cool with you. And you ever notice this? Because, oh, don't worry, I'm going to get on the other side of this. But they'll come around and try to be cool with you, because if the first chance they get to hop back over here with something that they want, they're going to take it. They're going to take it. And let me really be grown here for a minute. Brothers, tell the truth. A lot of y'all know that you can smash most of them chicks, man. Most of them so-called divested chicks, you can smash them if you get the opportunity. Because really, they want to be with black people. Okay, now let's hop on the other side of this. Sisters, you know that most of these brothers talking all that shit about black women, oh, black bitches this, oh, black women the worst dudes and chill, just all this stuff about black women, attitudes and all of that. Same thing apply for them. A lot of y'all, especially on social media sites, man, some of the same dudes that you see in some of these spaces talking that shit, they be all in sisters' DMs, begging and trying, you know what I'm saying, score brownie points to get some attention from one of y'all. And you know that if you really was interested, all you got to do is just say, okay, you know, let's see what you're talking about. Man, by the time that you close out your DM, that motherfucker be at your door, man. if you try them out like that. I mean, we gotta call these clowns out for what it is here, man, with this swirling thing, because let's look at something, okay? On a more serious note, the danger about this is when they hop over to the dominant society, especially in this climate, a lot of times, man, it ends up putting them in situations where they're isolated away from their people because of their own self-hatred. Okay, for the ones that have the self-hatred. I'm not saying that just because you date out, that means you hate yourself. You know, I mean, if you click and you meet somebody and they're cool towards you, y'all got a lot in common, y'all can make it work. Okay, that is what it is. Because neither one of you, if you're normal, you're not really talking shit about other races of people. You just enjoying each other. But for the ones that run away with the self-hatred, they'll run right into the worst of situations. We've seen it several times, especially with some of our sisters. They'll go run and hop over and get with these brads. They get the beating on them, abusing them, raping them, and all kind of stuff. And then they start hollering for help and talking about the same black men that they disparage. And the same thing applies for these dumbass bed bugs out here, because see, I call them both what they are, bed wenches and bed bugs. They sit up and talk about their people. Brothers go and get themselves in situations, and usually with the brothers, they get set up with these false rape charges and allegations, all types of things like that. And they're more vulnerable to have the police called on them, because see, let's be honest, if you're a black man and you dating a white woman, and that bitch get mad and call the police on your black ass, let me tell you something, you're going to find out real quick that it ain't no post-racial society. Lord knows I have never been in that situation. I don't date them. But if she called the police on you, brother, and they come, oh, don't let her be crazy enough to actually hit herself or anything. You done, buddy. You done. You are going to get locked up. So that's the game that you play when you do that. Because, see, I'm gonna speak up for my sisters on this, man. I'm gonna speak up for my sisters on this. Black men and black women have arguments all the time, okay? Unless you just really do something fucked up to a sister, those sisters ain't gonna really throw you under the bus and be calling the folks on you like that. You know, unless you don't put your hands on this sister, did some other real fucked up thing, and they damn sure not gonna lie about you raping them. You know, we understand our situation in America as black people more than to do that to each other. We can say some cruel things towards each other and do some fucked up things on both sides, black men and black women. But for the most part, sister's not going to do that to you. You know, that's bullshit to even suggest that. They set brothers up on the same rate and level as white women do and have done historically, to the point of costing brothers their lives. And see, over back on the end of the things, dealing with these sisters who divest, sisters, this is why I say you are even in even more danger. See, I speak real over here. Out of the two sexes, two genders here, you're the weakest. If you go and get with some white dude and you go off with him somewhere and y'all dating and that motherfucker turns out to be a racist and he has bad intentions towards you, unless you armed, you are really in a fucked up situation. We done seen too many cases of sisters dying and being murdered and chopped up and all kinds of horrible shit, man. And don't have no kids. You got these dirty, demented motherfuckers around them. They end up molesting and raping your daughters and even killing them. I mean, you know, Zaria Lynn Burgess, her father, you know, John Lee Burgess or whatever the fuck his name was. I think it was in South Carolina, North Carolina. Y'all look that up. Killed and raped his daughter, man. And I mean, you know, his baby mother or whatever was black. She got with his punk ass. I mean, that case just sickens me to this day. And see, the thing about it, when you see cases like that, whether it's black men or black women being hurt, the dangerous thing about these divestors, whatever you want to call them, they completely ignore that reality. That like that doesn't exist. Like when you hop over here in white man or white woman land, everything is going to be just fine. Even if you throw current day history out the way, they don't even look at back in the day the things that happened that are still relevant today. They just throw all that out the way and they think, okay, the minute that I hop in bed with this white person, everything is gonna be just fine. And we know that's not the case. See, and the really fucked up part about this is when you have these spaces in social media and online where there's younger people, black men, you know, young black men, young black women, especially those that are not very well versed on our history in this country and that don't pay attention to current day events, because you know most young people, all they're worrying about is having a good time, I'ma do me, that destructive mentality, and they get in these situations that nobody warned them about or trained them about, and they end up being a damn news story. See, this is my thing with it. I'm not going to get along with none of your divestment motherfuckers that's talking shit about black people on either side, black man or black woman. But what I would ask you to do is this: if anybody shares this podcast with you and you come across it, tell the truth. Tell the truth about both sides of it. Don't try to act like that shit is all, you know, perfect when you hop over there with these bottom shell Brads and bottom shell Beckys. Tell the truth, because see, you got younger people listening to you and you draw them into that bullshit and then they get into something and, like I said, end up being a news story. That's on your head. That's on your head. And see, you know, that's why I always stress for black parents to teach black children their history so that they know what's going on in this country, because see, we are not in a post-racial anything. Yeah, I mean, anybody that's saying that, that's absolutely foolish, because anywhere in this country, if you go in somewhere and say something like, I'm gonna get the same treatment as white people, just say that out of the blue, it's crazy that sound, man, people look at you like, yeah, okay, we'll show you better than we can tell you. I don't care what they write down on these laws are just a piece of paper. If you want to be honest with you, that's for us, because it's two standards. You know, they got the law, you know, they're written down for us to go by, but they break them laws all the time. You know, that's a whole nother episode. But back on this swirling thing, when you start looking at people that want to sit here and promote other races of men and women as better than our own, let's ask a couple of questions. One, what type of individual were you, man or woman, for you to have to say, okay, everybody that I came into contact with was just no good, it was all them, it was never you, it's all them, it's all their fault? That is a mathematical impossibility for you to never be wrong in life. Okay, that's the first question. Okay, second question: when you were dealing with black people in the dating market, what places were you looking to find these individuals? You see, because if you do something a couple of times, whether you like it or not, you have a pattern that you can analyze. And you can say, okay, if I was trying to date people from this particular social circle, or if I go to this particular place to try to find somebody that to date or that I'm interested in, and I'm striking out, sooner or later, you start to realize, if you got common sense, that maybe I need to change my tactics. Maybe I need to back off trying to find people from this particular social circle, particular place, area. Maybe I need to change up where I'm searching for somebody at. You see what I'm saying? See, a lot of people are cowards when it comes to that. Those in the divestment circles, men and women, because it takes courage to really self-analyze and look at yourself and see what mistakes you've made in the dating market to try to improve and do better. And I'm not trying to be superficial, but maybe it might be some things that you have control of, whether it's your weight or maybe it's your social skills, you know what I'm saying? And that applies for men and women, because both can be socially awkward. You might need to sharpen up a couple of things that are in your control, and after you've tried to do that and improve, you can't find somebody and you say, okay, well, I'm gonna see what it's like to try to date out. Go ahead and do that, but do it with the intelligence of not just trying to date somebody because they're a particular race. You better make sure that that's a decent person that you're going after. That's what you better start looking at. See, we need to get back to looking at character when we're talking to people. See, you know, don't get me wrong, man. Hey, you're not gonna find another dude that loves sisters like I do. I love black women, and I will flirt with you and laugh and joke with you. Many of you that probably listen to this podcast know that to be the truth. But here's the thing, man. If I'm seriously trying to date you, I'm cool enough to slow it down and get back to asking questions about who you are as a person. Because, see, that will save a lot of people being disappointed. Now, I know a lot of people say, well, yeah, people can put on a front when you meet them or whatever, but there's a way to slow things down, and over time, you can really get to see what somebody's about. You know, start trying to find your common ground with people, and you may do better before you decide that you got to leave the black dating market to go and try to find Brad or Becky out here that really, we have a cat and dog relationship when it comes to black and white people. That's just what it is in this country. So, I mean, you know, when you try to forget that, it's gonna come back up. Because, see, let's look at the third scenario here. Let's ask this question. Even if you two love each other to death, let's just say, man, you know, black man, black woman, you got that white man or white woman, they crazy about you. Y'all click, y'all for each other. The rest of society isn't gonna see it that way. Now, I know what you're saying. Hey, it's y'all business. You're not dating the rest of society, but you live in the rest of society. You're gonna have to interact with the rest of society. And most people are not just going to cut both sides of their family off. So you're going to have some issues and problems. You know, you're going to have some things you're going to have to look at from a realistic perspective and say, okay, this is going to be an issue. So, you know, I just wanted to drop my quick thoughts on this swirling. And, you know, people, be honest about things, okay? Be honest. You're going to date outside your race, go ahead and do your thing, man. But don't be trying to throw your people under the bus with it. So with that being said, I'm going to wrap this up. Black family, take care. See y'all in another episode.